Born in a Kentucky log cabin on February 12, 1809, raised in the backwoods of Indiana, Abraham Lincoln moved to his adopted state of Illinois at the age of 21. This self-educated businessman, lawyer, state legislator, and United States congressman endured two failed attempts to become a member of the United States Senate before being elected to the nation's highest office in 1860 as the 16th President of the United States. Known as the Great Emancipator, Lincoln championed the cause of equal rights amongst all people during the time of our country's greatest conflict, the Civil War. Battle Cry of Freedom originally advocated the cause of the Union when written in 1862. Lincoln used the song during the presidential campaign of 1864. Ironically, the song's popularity led the conflicting enemies to adapt the same melody to different lyrics. As crowds gathered on the White House lawn awaiting the details of General Lee's surrender, President Lincoln asked the Marine Band to play a personal favorite, Dixie. Written by Northerner Daniel Emmett, the song many associated with the Southern cause became a gesture of conciliation from the great unifier. The Civil War was the most devastating war in America's history. In many aspects, it split us apart. Yet in the end, we were able to come together as one nation. Listen closely to the words of Abraham Lincoln. Let North and South, let all Americans, let all lovers of liberty everywhere join in the great and good work. If we do this, we shall not only have saved the Union, but we shall have saved it as to make and to keep it forever worthy of the saving. We shall have so saved it that the succeeding millions of free, happy people the world over shall rise up and call us blessed to the latest generations. On April 14, 1865, while attending a play with his wife Mary, the man credited with saving the nation was struck down by an assassin's bullet. A mournful nation grieved the loss of their president as his coffin made a two-week journey home to Springfield, Illinois, where he was laid to rest. The love of freedom by the man many consider our greatest president can be felt in his words. I leave you, hoping that the lamp of liberty will burn in your bosoms until there shall no longer be a doubt that all men are created equal and free. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations.